As Eid al-Fitr approaches, Egypt opens the Rafah border crossing with Gaza for only a three-day period. But there is tight regulations imposed on who can travel, and there isn't any indication whether the restrictions will be lifted or not.
We are all so happy for that he opened it again, which means that this is normal. That's the normal situation for this gate to be opened, for all Palestinians to live a normal life and not to be under the control of Israel all the time.
The border crossing was closed following a deadly attack on Egyptian soldiers earlier this month, which left over a dozen dead. The Egyptian army then held the largest operation in the Sinai since 1973, aimed at crumpling militants who threatened the stability of the border area. Many Egyptians hope that President Morsi will hold on to his promise of lifting the Gaza siege, taking a firmer stance against Israel, and supporting the people of Palestine against the Israeli aggression.
The border must be opened. Our Palestinian brothers are suffering a lot because of the Gaza blockade. They're short on medicine and food.
According to security officials, hundreds of these tunnels were sealed. Many here have denounced the closings, as they're also calling for the lifting of the Gaza siege and the permanent reopening of the Rafah border crossing.
We as Egyptians must take into consideration the Palestinian stance and their suffering from the Zionist occupation. So we must all support the decision to ease the passage through to Egypt.
Palestinians have called on President Morsi to open the crossing both ways and around the clock to ease the situation of residents of Gaza, expressing that the closing of the crossing brings to mind the practices of Mubarak's regime. Egyptians as well as Palestinians are calling for the opening of the Rafah border crossing for both travels and commodities. The only way, they say, that the tunnels will be obsolete and all movement between the two borders will be monitored by authorities, thus controlling the security situation in the Sinai Peninsula. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.